This is footage of migrants left in the desert by Tunisian police. These are detention centres built in Albania to house asylum seekers. And this is a surveillance camera from a border wall between Greece and Turkey. Most of this is funded by the EU. And somehow have fortress border controls in Europe made the European Union stray so far from the human rights it was founded upon. My name is Mark Townsend. I'm a senior reporter on The Guardian, covering global development and human rights. When we think of migration, we tend to think of a map like this. It gives the impression of a wave of people battering against Europe's external borders, an idea that really took root a decade ago, 2015, when a million refugees fled civil war in Syria, seeking refuge in neighbouring Turkey and Greece. But the evidence paints a very different picture. If we were to plot migration data on a map today, it would actually look like this. Many people moving from rural to urban areas, within states or to neighbouring countries. The number of people leaving their state for another has actually remained remarkably steady for half a century. And refugees are only a tiny portion of a total number of migrants. The number seesaws up and down depending on wars, natural disasters, political turmoil, and most tend to settle very close to home. Undocumented migrants who enter a country without permission are an even smaller number. Despite the data, shifts in attitude have changed its borders almost overnight. Walls have changed Europe into a fortress. By 2014, there had been about 300 kilometres of border walls and fences in Europe. In just a decade, these have grown to more than 2,000. The European Commission has repeatedly opposed demands to use EU funds to build border walls and fences, stressing that, under EU law, border control must be exercised in a proportionate manner and with respect for fundamental rights. However, it's invested billions to pay for the technology to support security.
This is Frontex, the EU's border and coast guard agency. Secure and well-functioning borders are more important than ever.
In Eastern Europe, Viktor Orbán's Hungary used at least 22 million euros of EU emergency assistance and drones for surveillance.
If you damage the fence, cross illegally, or attempt to cross is counted to be a crime in Hungary.
In Greece, a similar wall was completed in 2023. Patrol vehicles here use sound cannons, which blast shocking noise. Along the borders with Belarus and Russia, hundreds of kilometres of barbed wire and steel fences have been built. There are now plans to use EU funding on sniffer dogs, drones and night vision devices. And so migrants have been forced to look for potentially more dangerous routes into Europe. Building a wall in the Mediterranean is kind of unthinkable, so instead Europe has built a virtual border way south in Africa itself. And the EU has deals with these countries, paying their governments to push migrants back from the Mediterranean Sea. And currently it's working on further agreements, despite widespread documented evidence of horrific migrant abuse. Most of these model on the highly controversial EU-Tunisia deal announced in July 2023. That deal has seen Tunisia turn back migrants from the sea and dump thousands in hostile deserts on the Algerian and Libyan borders. And that's prompted some members of the European Parliament to protest.
The extreme obsession to stop migration to the EU leads to the appeasement of an autocrat who incites violence against black migrants.
In turn, unscrupulous leaders have been able to use this dynamic and Europe's cash to their advantage. Egypt's lucrative deal comes at a time when it battles enormous economic distress. And Albania, hoping to secure EU membership, is using its deal with Italy to try and get support. And Turkey is using its position with the EU for a number of international disputes. It's been a short but tumultuous journey from 2015 to now. It feels like the EU has buried its commitment to human rights just in the name of stopping people arriving, despite the numbers nowhere near the invasion we're so often warned about. Thanks for watching. If you like this video, don't forget to subscribe and see you next time.